we'll get started with a prayer, and we have a clearing chart that we can do today. I hope that all of you are having a beautiful holiday, and we'll get started right away. We just have a half an hour together. It's nice to see all of you. Mother, Father, God, angels, golden legions, guides, gods, goddesses, saints, sages, Jesus and Mary, and all those enlightened ascended masters and helpers on the other side, we thank you for your love, for your guidance, for your kindness and your support. We thank you for helping us to expand this work in our own lives and have our miracles and be able to have results that are permanent and long-lasting, and then to expand this work into the world and share this results-driven quantum activation process and divine human blueprint experience with the whole world. We thank you for your love, for the gifts that we have received, for the miracles that we have experienced. We thank you for your presence on this call and for all goodness in our life. Amen. I am free to live a life of spiritual freedom and full self-expression, liberated in love, gratitude, and mastery in this body here and now. My spirit is limitless. I am responsible for any limits I experience in this body and have complete access to the divine through prayer and contemplation to release myself from any human bonds I've worn as spiritual clothing that no longer resonate with my essence. Soft the night and sweet the spirit, gentle voices call our song. We are magic, we are wonder, when we live beyond the veil. Humankind, please raise your thoughts, bring a plane of peace and love. We, the guardians of the pilgrims, we, the authors of the play. And we're going to go into our clearing chart. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I know it's a holiday week, and it's actually our last little event online before the holiday for us at the Academy begins. All right, and the clearing chart we'll be doing with chopping. And as you can see, it's not a huge chart, but none of the charts that come out of the Academy for me and the Academy are very big. But you will notice that there are more in transmissions, waves, and frequencies, which is what we're just beginning to address. And then all of the anchors that are problematic pretty much are new anchors, the newer ones that have been defined. There were no soul, there were no entitlements, which is a reflection, I think, of 50 hours that I've put in the last week and a half or more, about 50 hours on clearing all the entitlements from myself and my daughter, Adelia. So I think this is going to be a pretty good chart. Again, we're really looking at growing our numbers. Thinking that one of the things I might be doing is hiring someone who will book me on interviews and also hiring a JV manager, so a partner. JV is like a partnership. So you would form a partnership and they would find people to mail out announcements for classes or trainings or free programs. And that would be a way to bring people in. So we, you might have noticed we had a big project recently. Actually, it was mostly my project. I asked, for some reason, we hadn't been getting the articles that I've been writing had not been going into the blog. And I don't know when that happened, but it's been a couple, 2 or 3 years that hasn't been happening. So we're in the process right now of getting all of the articles I've written for the Sunday newsletters into the blog one a day, so it's a nice steady drip, and hoping that people will be sharing that on social media as you see an article that you like and it inspires you or helps you, please share, because we obviously want people coming back to the website and learning about our programs. This one, Right Permission and Ability to Build Our List, Grow Our Numbers in Partnerships, Students, and Interviews, to Grow Our Audience, and to Get the Work Out on a Grand Scale to the Masses, including the Quantum Activations Academy, Julie Renee Doering, and why I put my children in here is to make sure that they were clear that Virgil and Adelia weren't, their soul family stuff wasn't interfering with us getting the work out in the world. Gable Kennedy and all the unique groups and trainings of the Quantum Academy, which would include the Year of Miracles and Growing Together, would include the Trailblazer and the Foundational Apprentices and our Leadership Committee, and anywhere that there might be a block, we wanted to just clear that for getting the work out in the world. Now, we've done a lot of charts revolving around getting the work out in the world. Also, Miraculous Living. Some of the things are labeled Miraculous Living, and the podcast will be going out as Miraculous Living. To be well-respected and to have famous medical practitioners endorsing our results and our academy and myself, authenticity and results. So we want all of that in the new year. We want to make a big leap in how we're seen and held and viewed in the world. And with the brain study coming out, that's going to really help us. But I am having a feeling we probably have to do a few actions, and it might be hiring one or two more staff people, maybe part-time someone. I know a few years ago, and I just haven't been able to find that person. We had a wonderful gal who worked about 3 to 10 hours a week booking me. I was interviewed on 3 shows a week, and we really grew our numbers when she was booking me, and I was being interviewed on radio, TV, and podcasts, as well as summits. And so I'm looking for that person. I'm going to put my feelers out for that person, make sure that those booking hours happen when the children are in Adelian school and Virgil in the nursery. So that first 6 weeks, obviously, wouldn't be booking anything during that time. And then you can see there was a little bit of prophecy, destiny, and brokenhearted. That's interesting. I'm thinking these might be, some of this stuff might be associated with Gable Kennedy, the name, or Miraculous Living, the name. So we're just going to clear everything that did show up. You're doing chopping, which everybody knows how to do chopping. And if you wanted to do, your arm is tired because you've been chopping all day, you can go to the inner thigh rest, that pump for the inner thigh. So, oh, good. More people have signed on. Wonderful. So everybody is chopping. And, yeah, so that's the goal. The goal is just greater exposure. I do want to say that our numbers have really, really grown. And I'm not sure what the exact numbers are on growing together. I might be able to find that out pretty quickly. Actually, Todd is supporting the live stream. Todd, would you mind just going in and doing a quick check? I think we enrolled something like 47 or 43 students this week. Let me just check here. I might be able to see that really easily on my dashboard. So we enrolled on Growing Together 47 new students this week. So we're getting close to 200 on Growing Together. And Year of Miracles, we had 10 new enrollments in this month, 10 enrollments on Year of Miracles. So we're getting close to the 200 mark on both of those trainings, which is wonderful. And I think we have 41 or 42, 183 and growing together, 42 apprentices or 41 apprentices. And our goal at the end of the year was we wanted 75 apprentices starting the new year. So we're a little bit behind on that, but really, really happy to see our numbers growing. Where we also need to have our numbers growing, obviously, is in our email list and our, you know, relationship. I think that we're doing a really good job with the people who engage with us. We're bringing people into classes. People are learning and having transformations. There's a lot of communication going on. I think we have a really great support team. I think we're covering all the bases with honoring our loyal students with some nice discounts in classes. We're doing different prices of classes, so that's really helping too, from very inexpensive and free to the ones that are a greater investment. So I think we're covering a lot of the bases. 174 in Year of Miracles, okay, and 41 apprentices. Great. Good. All right. So just a hi to everybody who is here. Jackie, Martha, Karen, Mary Ellen, Lee, Johanna, Penny Mae, Susan, Jenna, Arcady, Catherine, and Katie. And it looks like we have 14 people on the live stream. Todd, do we have anybody on the phone lines? No. Okay, good. So let's see. I guess it's important, though, because we'll send that out, and there's 35. So we have 21 people that have already started their holiday or are at work. So thank you for all of those who, you 14, who are so loyal and showing up to help with this. It's really, really just extremely helpful. So I'm thinking also that I might be sending you a chart January 1st on clearing right permission and ability to hire the right people in some marketing positions. We just haven't had luck. We've gone through three social media marketing teams, and they really spin out. I don't know if it's demonic, or I've spoken to them and saying, we don't sell, we enroll. I've given them kind of a consciousness about how to speak about things. I write stuff, and we just end up with them being kind of mad at us because we don't do it the way they want it done, and they want it all kind of automated in a machine, and our group is not automated in a machine. So probably send out a chart at the first of the month for right permission and ability to have a really great social media marketing team. And then also, I'm really looking for that person to replace Leslie, and we haven't had anyone for 3 years doing the booking, booking me on radio shows. And it really does make a difference when you have somebody steadily engaged and doing that's their job. And even though she only worked 3 to 10 hours a week, she was just so good at what she did. And we had a goal of 3 interviews a week, and we did that for about a year and a half. She worked for me. And then she went on, and she's in a job she loves in a more of like a corporate setting where she's working like 50 hours a week for a corporate office. So she loves what she's doing now. So we don't have her. I actually called and said, hey, would you come back? And she's just not available to do that. So I think we want that somebody to come in and book, and then social media. And we do have Todd, who's doing a great job of posting things on social media, but there's an enrollment process, like a marketing team. And also a JV person to put somebody in place in the JV role. And we do have someone who might be interesting. I was introduced to her about a year ago, and we may go with that. I know that I don't have any more moments in the day to do one more thing. So if I can get a few key people in place that the Academy can afford, you know, like they're bringing in, sales, or they're bringing in new people who are excited to try a new class. So I think, actually, we need to look at three different aspects: the social media enrollment part. Todd's doing a great job with what he's doing, and the booker, the PR person who will book me, and the JV partnerships. I think those are the three. I woke up knowing a few days ago, I had a dream that I was talking to Marcy Shymoff, and she goes, look, I gave you this advice years ago, and you're just not doing it. You have to have JV partners. And she had explained that to me. She sat down a few times and explained how it works and why we need them. She has the time to develop personal relationships with all her partners. And I just, in the way that I do the academy and I work with so many people, I really don't have more moments to start, you know, visits, like hour or half hour visits with people and mentor them, and then they do a favor for me because I did a favor for them, which is the way Marcy does it. Just lovely the way she does it. But maybe we can find a way that really works for other JV partners too. Hi, Nettie. I see you there. So everybody is doing chopping. We're 70% through this chart, or you guys are just so amazing. Thank you. Yeah, I think we just keep hitting it. You know, we just keep doing this kind of, it looks a little bit repetitious. I know you've seen something like this before that we've cleared, but I think we just keep saying it differently, and ultimately things are going to come together. So that will be one of our clearing charts. In January 1st. I think the other one, if you guys are willing, is to help with making the adoption go more smoothly. I've just been kind of doing some battling. The adoption, the baby has picked me, and that's definitely the case. But we've got multiple lawyers involved and multiple social workers, and there's a bunch of chaos. I've gotten an apology from every single person involved about a mistake that they've made, and I've called attention to it, and I would just so love for everybody to kind of line up and do their jobs better, so I don't feel like I'm having to keep an extra vigilant eye out on every single aspect of Virgil's adoption. So I probably will give you a chart for clearing that also in January 1st. It's all the clearing we did on our pumping a few months back. You know what, Martha? I'll bet that's right. I'll bet you're right, because it's going really fast. Yeah. Well, and Penny Mae, I've heard from everybody that Virgil is my baby. So there's no doubt in anybody's mind, the birth mother, she would lose custody when the baby was born. Social services would take the baby and put it in foster care. She does not want that. She wants Virgil to go to a good home. She wants Virgil to go to me. And she's said that to everybody she's spoken to. I want Virgil to go to Julie. That's it. That's what I want. So that's not the problem. It's just all the legalese and all the people involved. And I think we could probably clear that up by doing like a big knock 'em, sock 'em good chart. And then little Adelia is just somehow being influenced by her birth father, who was a gang leader and, you know, drug dealer, carried a gun. And somehow I've cleared them out, and, you know, that father is sending them back. I don't know how that's happening exactly. I got to figure that out. There's six demon things that are showing up, or six different kinds of demons that are showing up. They may not be the same ones. And little Adelia is just been a little monster. I call her my little monster these days. She's adorable, and I love her to pieces, but she's been quite trying. So I might ask you to do a specific chart for the adoption in Virgil, and we might also do one for Adelia, maybe getting all of us working on Adelia together might help too. And then on being able to bring in some new people, I think is what we're going to have to do, because I don't think any of our staff members have the skills that we need for the three roles that I'm looking at. And those could be that the three people that come in fill one full-time job. It could be that that, you know, somebody does 10 hours and somebody does 3 hours and somebody does 15 hours. And we do it that way. We might not have, yeah. Thank you, Karen. Thank you. I'm appreciating you guys saying, yes, you'll do the charts for the family. It really will help me. I'm spread pretty thin these days. But it's just so short a time. The birth mother I talked to yesterday, she's 30 weeks. She gave birth with her first pregnancy a year ago at, she said, at 36 weeks. So I hope that that's not the case with Virgil. We would like her to go full term so the baby's strong and healthy. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you, everybody. I really appreciate it. By the way, we have a little sprinkle scheduled for Virgil, which means kind of a small version of a baby shower. We're going to do it online. And that I think that invitation might even go out on Sunday. So if you're one of the people who said I'd love to be part of that, we'll sing some songs. We'll hopefully by then I'll have Virgil's theme song. Adelia has her song, and we sing it to her all the time. Adelia Rose, the flower that grows in my heart. Adorable toes, cute little nose, laughter divine, I'll call you mine Adelia Rose. So that's Adelia's theme song, and I'm hoping to be able to just have time in my spaciousness in my brain to get one done way before Virgil is born, so he has his theme song that I can sing to him when he's a little stressed. yeah, so the sprinkle is going to happen. I did go on Amazon, and if you were looking and you wanted to see, well, what could they use? We basically can use any boy stuff, but I'll tell you what, anything that you want to get that's kind of boy-themed, that would be fine with us. And if you want to get something in a bigger size, that's fine with us. We're pretty set with equipment, except a lot of our equipment is pink. So, but if you want to get a T-shirt or some little socks or you want to send some diapers or anything like that, you can do any of that. And I think the sprinkle might be February 1st. Let me check on that one. If you know, and no obligation, you guys totally... This is just for fun. Let's see. Baby sprinkle. Here it is. Oh, that's so funny. Access denied. The date is February 1st, and it's at 11 o'clock. February 1st, 11 o'clock, is the baby sprinkle. And Amazon... is registered under my name, Julie Renee Doering, with Virgil's due date 2/19/19. So if you were wanting to just pick out something and you're not good at picking out baby gifts and you wanted to get something, you could go on Amazon. But you can just, whatever you want to do. And we'll be delighted. I will be delighted. It'll feel fun to have a little sprinkle for him. Does Adelia need to receive a sprinkle at the same time? Maybe. I think Adelia might need the sprinkle like a couple weeks after Virgil comes home. She's. I've been working on picking out some beautiful little gifts for her because I'm going to have to be gone for a little while, and Rebecca has agreed to stay in the house and get Adelia up and running in the morning, get her to school, and get her home, feed her supper, and pop her into bed. She goes to bed early, so she's an 11 or 12-hour sleeper, so it shouldn't be too bad. But on the worst end of things, I might be gone for 12 days. And on the best, I might be gone for about 4 days. So... yeah, on the sprinkle, yes, you'll get a couple of reminders. So I just got her. Adelia loves dancing, so I just got her, and she loves the snow globe music boxes. So I got her a dancing ballerina when I was at the Sunset Center seeing the Nutcracker. So it's one of the Swan, I think. Beautiful, anyway, the ballerina, that was the swan. I'm pretty sure that's her costume. So that's going to be one of Adelia's surprises to open when mommy's not here from mommy. So I'm trying to get little presents lined up and some videos from mommy. And I'm also going to do FaceTime for Adelia, so she'll be able to see me every day. Yes to the sprinkle for Adelia a few weeks after Virgil comes. I was thinking about sending a spring-themed little something for her as I was finishing up shopping today. Oh, how sweet. That'd be great. Okay, let's see where we're at. We're just in the home stretch. Oh my gosh, we're through. You guys, amazing. That was so fast. That was chart two of the month. So the chart is done. So I will work on a couple more charts. I think I mentioned three. So I'll send them after Christmas, sometime after Christmas, just before the first of the year, the three charts that I had mentioned. And then we'll go from there. It's been really, really nice spending some time with you. Everything in the Academy is going really, really well. I have to say I'm really, really happy with the numbers growing in Growing Together, which seems to be a program that so many people can just pop into. It's easy. It's inexpensive. And with the Year of Miracles, it's been really lovely to see that strong group of people, whether they're doing it homesteady or they're doing it live. So that's been really, really nice to see. And I thank you for that, because I know your pumping and your clearing has helped strengthen our numbers. And so I'm very, very grateful for your help. And wishing each one of you a happy holiday, whether you celebrate Christmas or you're looking forward to the new year. Just know that you are loved and appreciated, and I so care for you, and I'm so happy that you're here with me on this journey. And and just to remind you, we've got some programs that we're going to be doing that on the 31st of December, I decided to do poetry and singing. I think that's going to be at 11. You'll get an invitation for that. It's just a free something fun to bring to end the old year and bring in the new year in a beautiful way. And then there's the the Quantum State of the Union, which will be coming up the first week in January. And that's more of a predictions of good days for the coming year. The energy of the year is on balance, on groundedness, on full self-expression. So we'll be looking at some of the ways that we can work towards that. We'll also be looking at the most difficult challenges, days of the year, and the best days of the year, too. So we'll go through a little bit of a prediction of calendar days that you might want to capture to just help you plan your year. You maybe don't want to go on vacation on a global disaster day or something. I don't know. But those are a couple things coming up in the next few weeks that are just fun events. And also, if you have never done the Accelerate Wealth program, it's going to be spectacular this year. So jump in if you feel that that's calling you. It's going to be really great. If you need a slow pay, we've got a slow pay. I think that's it. All is well. I've got an hour of still got a few more phone calls to do, and then running to pick up Adelia. Adelia's going to be around the house for the next couple of weeks, so she will be in classes. You will see her on the first week in January. She'll be here. I think I've got a sitter lined up to play with her, but she'll be coming in and saying hi to everybody. So if you're missing Adelia, I know she's missing you. And okay, well, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I love you. God bless you, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
The moderator has left the conference.